American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 8th of March, 2021, and this is American Journal. So happy to be back. My name is Harrison Smith. I was just on 2 weeks of, I guess you'd call it, parental leave. My son was born 2 weeks ago, and a big shout out, big thank you to everybody, the crew and cast here that has filled in for me in the meantime. Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, Owen Schroyer, Drew, Greg Reese, and of course Tom Papert all did a very admirable job in filling in for me, and I really do appreciate it. And of course, big thanks to Alex Jones, who himself insisted that I take the full 2 weeks. And yeah, it's a necessary 2 weeks, folks. I don't know if you've heard this before, but having a kid, kind of a big deal. Kind of takes a lot out of you. A lot of sleep deprivation, one of these cliches that is a cliche for a reason, because my God, is it true. But it's been great. Baby is healthy, happy. Wife is healthy and happy. And I so appreciate all of the warm wishes and, you know, great shout outs I got from all of the InfoWars audience, the InfoWars family out there. That was so gracious and congratulatory for me. I really did appreciate it, really do appreciate it, and look forward to continuing to update you as I experience fatherhood in real time. It is a great blessing and a really wonderful thing. So thank you, everybody, who helped out in the meantime. Now, I got quite a show for you today. I was kind of thinking about first going back over the last 2 weeks, because again, when you're not in this, when you're not in the mess, in the quagmire, and you can sort of take a bird's eye view and look at everything that occurs just sort of as this, you know, instead of seeing the minutia and the little itsy bits here and there, you just see this one cohesive rolling ball of tyranny just absolutely steamrolling over every freedom that we hold dear. And some amazing things have happened over the last 2 weeks. Some of the gender confusion that has gone on has been worth going back and mentioning. Some of the insane updates that we've seen about COVID-19, the vaccines, the lockdowns, the fact that we are bombing Syria now and on the precipice of World War III with Iran and Israel threatening to nuke each other out of existence. This is a fun little advancement that we experienced over the last 2 weeks, and then I got to see from a third-party perspective rather than being here delivering the news, being at home receiving it. Really incredible stuff we've experienced over the last 2 weeks. The censorship has gone absolutely insane. Of course, the whole Dr. Seuss madness that has gone on. Speedy Gonzalez now on the chopping block. I mean, when you really step back and look at how everything is progressing, it's not a good look. It's not a happy horizon that we're looking at. No, it's unending tyranny. It's ever more aggressively expanding destruction of America itself, the values we hold dear, the people, ourselves. It's nonstop, and especially just what's going on with some of the executive orders that we're seeing these days, some of the bills that are being voted on. Of course, the COVID-19 relief bill, so-called, has now been passed, and we'll get into that as today's program continues. Also, of course, I'm going to do the Daily Dispatch when we get back on the other side of a short commercial break. Today's top story is the fact that the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin murder trial is starting today. Of course, the trial itself isn't starting, and we'll have a few weeks of jury selection as they try to weed out biased people in the jury pool. But we'll get into exactly what you need to know about the trial, what we can expect in terms of riots and insanity going forward. It's going to be a big day. We've got a lot of videos to show you, a lot of headlines to read, and of course your phone calls. It's American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. Glad to be back. Stay with us, folks. We'll open up the phone lines in the next segment, give out that phone number, so have your hand on the dial. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal on Infowars.com at band.video. I'm Harrison Smith. It is the 8th of March, 2021, and I'm so happy to be back. I'm going to go and open up the phone lines right now. First things first, go ahead and give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Looking very forward to hearing what the info warriors out there have been experiencing over the last 2 weeks. I've been a little bit off the radar, not here, you know, submerged in the deep end of the news, but rather just piddling around in the kiddie pool, just tuning in, you know, tuning in every once in a while, checking Twitter every once in a while, and it's just this tidal wave onslaught of tyranny and destruction and insanity coming at us from every angle. Truly incredible situations that we find ourselves in. But let's start off the show, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Go ahead and roll the thing, fellas. All right, here it is, your daily dispatch for the 8th of March, 2021. Today marks the beginning of the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial as jury selection begins. Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, died on May 25th, 2020 after Chauvin, then a Minneapolis police officer, placed a knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes while Floyd pleaded, "I can't breathe." Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to second-degree unintentional murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. Jury selection in the trial starts today at the Hennepin County Government Center and is expected to last about 3 weeks. Afterwards, opening statements will start no earlier than March 29th and take up two to 4 weeks. And, of course, they're already protesting with massive rallies there in Minneapolis, carrying mock coffins there to symbolize George Floyd. We'll get into what you need to know about this trial moving forward and how the entire thing is based on lies, misinformation, and misinterpretation of what occurred. But for now, all you need to know is that jury selection will be beginning today and will likely dominate the news for the near future. This comes as a new poll shows support for Black Lives Matter continues to fall. The story is at Infowars.com. A new poll shows that support for Black Lives Matter is continuing to fall, particularly amongst Black people, where advocacy for the group has dropped by 12% since June. A USA Today survey reveals that overall public trust in Black Lives Matter has dropped from 60% in June to 50% today. Trust in police now stands at 69%. According to Russia Today, RT, they say, but while the racial divide is wide, public opinion has shifted against Black Lives Matter among both white and black Americans. According to the poll, trust in BLM has dropped 12 percentage points among black people since last June, while trust in the police has jumped 14 points. The percentage of white people who trust Black Lives Matter fell by 8 points, while their trust in police rose by 12 points. Fewer than one in five, that's 18% of Americans, now support the movement to defund the police. But folks, the damage is already done. The police are already defunded, and perhaps it is the skyrocketing crime rates that has inspired some of this backlash. Meanwhile, the crisis at the border spirals into devastation mode. We'll show you a video later today of hundreds of illegals walking across the border into Arizona as hundreds of thousands of people have been arrested just this year alone. Border Patrol arrests more aliens at border in February than any year since 2006. Customs and Border Patrol detained more aliens at the southern border in February than any other year since 2006. Nearly 100,000 aliens were arrested just last month, according to CBP officials who spoke to Reuters. February isn't usually a big month for crossing at the southern border, with migrants instead preferring to try to enter the United States in the spring and summer months. The surge in illegal immigration directly follows President Joe Biden's embrace of America Last border and asylum policies. It's hard to tell if the majority of the aliens remain in detention, have been set free into the country, or have been deported under coronavirus expulsion policies. Biden has all but abolished immigration detention for illegals who've been in the United States for an extended period of time, but the rules surrounding migrants who've been recently caught at the southern border are entirely unclear. CBP officials are expecting 13,000 unaccompanied minors to arrive at the southern border in the month of May alone, presenting a crisis for an administration that has refused to respond to a surge of illegal immigration with anything other than promises of residency and welfare. Just jaw-dropping numbers there. Meanwhile, this, of course, was the top story during the live program yesterday, but you can find it at Infowars.com. Demonic. Twitter bans Lauren Witzke for criticizing trans woman who says that little girls are, quote, kinky. Yes, I'm sorry to bring you this type of story this early in the morning, but this is just the world that we live in now, and we'll get into this more later in the program, but it's former Republic Senate candidate Lauren Witzke, who's now the spokesperson of the pro-election integrity Hold the Line PAC. She was banned from Twitter for using the word demonic to describe the words of a transgender activist, Alok Vaidmenon, who once said that transgender women and young girls should use the same restroom because, quote, little girls are also kinky. Well, if that's not demonic, I don't know what is. We just can't say that on Twitter. The censorship news continues as we have this story from Infowars.com. Conservatives snicker as Urban Dictionary censors the term BlueAnon, the hot new label for left-wing conspiracy theories. Yes, folks, it's the theories that prove themselves. BlueAnon, of course, play on the words QAnon, and just a funny label to apply to all of the absolutely insane conspiracy theories that are perpetrated not by some anonymous weirdo on the internet, but by every mainstream media outlet in the country. Moving on to some COVID news here in the lockdown slash vaccine realm. Hashtag bench day. It's a big day for Brits as governments allow them to sit on park benches. Congratulations, British people. The government is now allowing you to sit on park benches. It's a historical day for British freedoms. Really incredible. Of course, I can't mock them too much because we're not too much more free over here. And we'll show you this video later in the program. An ethics professor says Americans will take the vaccine in exchange for return of freedom. You want freedom? Just submit to our untested vaccines. Of course, they're not entirely untested. I should correct myself, as the story at Infowars.com says. FDA approves Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine trial on infants. The Biden regime has signed off on new plans to conduct COVID-19 vaccine trials on infants and newborns, even though the CDC's own data shows they face virtually zero risk of deaths from the virus. And a lot of news has come out over the last few weeks of the side effects of the vaccine and the growing number of deaths associated with receiving the vaccine. Really incredible. Also from Infowars.com, as fifth woman accuses Cuomo of harassment, let's review the media fawning during the nursing home quagmire. So, yes, they're not mad that he perhaps had a hand in the death of tens of thousands of nursing home residents with his order to move COVID-positive people into the nursing homes. No, it's because several women have come out to accuse him of acting inappropriately. I'm telling you, folks, the insanity is just unimaginable these days. By the way, Mumford & Sons guitarist is swarmed by fanatic leftists after praising Andy Ngo's book. Andy Ngo, of course, one of the foremost voices reporting on the insanity of Antifa and the violence that they cause in the Pacific Northwest. Well, folk rock musician Winston Marshall was swarmed by furious leftists after congratulating Andy Ngo on the publication of his new book, Unmasked. So rare to see somebody in pop culture actually standing up for the people who are terrorized by Antifa rather than standing up for Antifa. And here's one of the top stories that we'll get into later in the program. Early indications are that ballots found shredded in a Maricopa County dumpster are completed ballots from the 2020 election. That comes shortly after the Arizona Senate gave the go-ahead to review the results of the 2020 election. Oh, by the way, there's an interview with Meghan Markle and some sort of prince last night. That's all over the news. I'm not going to talk about it because, frankly, 1776. I don't have to talk about it. I don't care about those people anymore. They're all ridiculous, airheaded, elite psychopaths, and I care about them just as much as I do about the cockroaches that scuttle across the floor of your local McDonald's. Who cares, Meghan Markle? Go away.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com. I'm Harrison Smith. So many major news stories to get to today and that have occurred, you know, just over the last few weeks. The censorship is off the rails. The transgender slash pedophilia that's coming out is just astronomical. I'll save that till a little bit later. I'll let people finish their breakfast before I get into some of that stuff. But, of course, today marks the first day of the George Floyd Derek Chauvin trial as jury selection begins in the city of Minneapolis. George Floyd protesters already marching through downtown Minneapolis last night. In fact, we have that video. We'll go ahead and play that here. Demonstrators carried a mock casket as part of a march honoring George Floyd in Minneapolis a day before the trial starts. For the former police officer charged in his death. More than 100 people marched through the city's downtown area, at one point stopping and holding a sit-in at a major intersection. And it's a little bit more than 100 people there. See quite a few of them there carrying the mock casket. Long thing they're carrying, we're not really sure, holding a sign saying "I can't breathe." Now, this entire situation, of course, was the impetus for the riots that we saw go on for months at a time last year. Absolute devastation, $2 billion or more in damages, 24 people at least killed as a response to those riots. Many police departments across the country were defunded as a result of this movement. And of course, as a consequence, places like Philadelphia have seen a doubling and sometimes even a tripling of the violent crime rate in the ensuing months. Perhaps that is why it's now being reported that the latest polls show that the support for the Black Lives Matter movement has dramatically decreased, while support for the police has in fact increased at about an equal amount. But here's another interesting poll. This is from Big League Politics, published yesterday. Polls reveal Americans and liberals dramatically overestimate police killings of unarmed black men. New polling indicates that Americans massively overestimate the number of incidents involving unarmed black men killed by police, with mainstream media fixation on a handful of incidents, creating a false impression that thousands of unarmed black men are being killed every year. Polling from the Skeptic Research Center indicates that more than 76% of self-described liberals believe that police kill at least 100 unarmed black men in 2019, with a slim plurality ascribing to the belief that police have killed more than 1,000. In reality, Mapping Police Violence, a left-wing group, estimates police killings involved unarmed black men at 27 in 2019. I would argue that that number itself is probably more than the reality. So often they'll say, you know, and Tucker Carlson did a whole spiel about this last year, where it was like, you know, I was an unarmed black man, but he was in a car and he was trying to drive over a police officer. So is he unarmed? I suppose, but isn't a car a weapon? Isn't that what we learned this year? But it's really amazing, the numbers shown on this bar graph in this article, with people saying about 100, some saying about 1,000, and some, you know, small percentage of people, not that small. And for the very liberal, 15% of them think it's about 10,000 people, 10,000 unarmed black men they think were killed. So reality, 27, their perception, over 10,000. Okay. And in fact, almost 8% say more than 10,000. So combined, about a quarter of very liberal people think it's about or more than 10,000 black men, unarmed black men killed by police, when the reality is about 27. Now, 27 It's not a good number. We don't want there to be 27. But the perception is so inordinate, so out of compliance with the reality that it truly is shocking. But it's really to be expected with the way that the mainstream media plays it up and gives the impression that it would be something like over 10,000 when it's like every single day it's a Holocaust. It's a, you know, it's a genocide against unarmed black men. Is it though? I mean, that's the impression that they're given. And so it's no question that people are so mistaken on this. Now, an appeals court has ruled that third degree murder charges against Derek Chauvin should not have been tossed, but they were. But I want to get in just a little bit because you have to realize, if you're an info warrior, you probably know all this, but we need to go over this again because even now, a year almost after this death of George Floyd occurred, people still don't have the most basic facts about what occurred. So let's get into it just a little bit for those that are not up to date. First of all, George Floyd, not exactly the best guy. I hate to speak ill of the dead, and I'm not saying he deserved to be killed by the police, but he wasn't. We'll get into that in a second. But let's just be clear. This is a guy that is being portrayed as a saint. There are things being named after him, parks, elementary schools. He's being honored as if he is Jesus Christ himself come once again. The reality is that George Floyd was a lifelong, rather brutal criminal. And I'll read this here from ClassicHipHopMagazine.com. Back in 2007, when George Floyd was 35 years old, he was the leader of a robbery where he and a gang of men forcefully entered a pregnant woman's house. A clever scheme was thought out beforehand. To encourage the woman to open her door, Floyd would pose as a water department worker. He dressed in a blue shirt to emulate the outfit of a worker. He then knocked on the woman's door. The plan worked, and she opened the door, but she realized quickly that Floyd wasn't from the water department. She tried to close the door, but George Floyd grabbed hold of it and held on. As he stood holding the door open, a Ford Explorer van with five of Floyd's friends pulled up to the house. This, of course, was part of the plan, and they rushed the property. Once they'd entered the house, one of the robbers pulled out a gun and pointed it towards the woman's pregnant stomach. As this was going on, Floyd started searching the house looking for drugs, money, or jewelry. So this is the man that we're honoring, a man who once was a part of a robbery where a loaded gun was held to a pregnant woman's stomach in order to extort money out of her. Absolutely despicable behavior. Meanwhile, when they released the body cam footage of the death of George Floyd, it turns out that he was saying, "I can't breathe," before he was ever restrained, certainly before he was ever kneeled on. In fact, he was sitting in the back of the police car saying, "I can't breathe," and demanding to be let out of the police car and be allowed to sit on the ground, which the police were obliged to do, and they let him out. But the reality here is that he was overdosing on drugs. He was freaking out. He was feeling claustrophobic, was feeling like he couldn't breathe as a result, perhaps, of the fact that he had just ingested a deadly amount of fentanyl and or meth. In fact, from NPR, medical examiner's autopsy reveals, he also had coronavirus, apparently, so take for that what you have. But from KARE and NBC news station, new court documents say that George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. Defense attorneys argue drug overdose and pre-existing health conditions caused Floyd's death. And perhaps this will be coming out as the trial goes on. But if I had to make a prediction, I would say that this trial is going to be about as fair as, I don't know, the O.J. Simpson trial, something like that. I don't think we'll really get an unbiased trial, no matter how well the jury selection goes. And, of course, jury selection begins today. But just remember, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about George Floyd.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees. not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I got a lot of videos to show you, including this really incredible video. And it really is incredible. And I'll show it to you in just a little bit. It's an ethics professor saying that freedoms will take the vaccine in exchange for a return of freedom. But it begins with a clip of them showing a video, I think, from Casablanca, of like Nazis asking to see somebody's paper, and they're like, well, that's what we're gonna have to get used to. It's like, really? You show that clip? Anyway, we'll get into that later in the program, and some other great videos to show you as well, including what Trump has to say about Meghan Markle. It's the only thing that we'll talk about with the old Markle in today's program. But I'm going to go to your phone calls first. Before I do that, I want to tell you that now is the time to stock up and save. It's the Fortify Your Supplies sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to 50% off our top-selling products, plus free shipping, and only a few days left in this sale. And there's a lot of new products that we have on the site. So if you haven't been there in a while, you're going to want to go and just at least check out some of the new products, including the Down and Out liquid sleep support. That's 40% off plus free shipping. You can get a 1-pack, 2-pack, 5-pack, or 10-pack with the Down and Out. You can be one of the first people to take advantage of this incredible new supplement. Survival Shield X2 is 50% off. That's one of our best-selling products, plus the free shipping. Turbo Force, my personal favorite product, is 40% off. You get free shipping on that. Super Male Vitality, of course, the headline product at Infowars.com, is 40% off, plus free shipping. And you can also get $10 off the Infowars privacy pouches, plus free shipping. We use those at our house. My wife puts her phone in hers every night to protect the baby and all of us from the harmful radiation, so it's not sitting there putting off this damaging radiation signals as we sleep. And so we both use our InfoWars privacy pouches, and we are now in the final hours of the Fortify Your Supply Stock Up and Save sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's free shipping store-wide, so make sure to stock up. Not only are you going to get massive discounts on some of our most popular products, but you get that free shipping, which could be a big cost if you're ordering a lot of stuff. That really adds up. So go ahead and stock up now, get the massive discount, and get the free shipping on all of the products on InfoWarsStore.com. There's also the Alexa Pure Pro. That's $50 off plus free shipping. And again, as I'm now a father of a young child, it's like the amount of stuff you have to try to protect your kid from, even just breathing, you know, bad air to, you know, trying to prevent giving him, fluoridated water. It's $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system on InfoWarsStore.com. But you don't need to be, you know, the parent of a newborn to want to protect yourself or your family from the damaging effects of the stuff that we're introduced to. In fact, one of the top stories that happened over the last 2 weeks was a story coming out saying that sperm levels are dangerously low. In fact, nearly half of the quality of sperm that the previous generations had, literally like extinction level stuff here. And of course, all of the top scientists put this directly on the fact that we are introduced to so many negative pathogens, so many just horrible things in our food supply, in our water supply, in our air itself. That's what's causing this massive drop in fertility. Absolutely incredible. Future Human reports humans may not be able to reproduce naturally much longer. Scientists warn. Everyday chemicals are threatening the future of human fertility. Of course, that's primarily or almost exclusively in Western advanced countries because, well, the countries that don't have the proliferation of the plastics in their water or the heavy metals in their air, they aren't affected by this. Their fertility is through the roof. But if you live in America or Canada or Europe or China, you need to protect yourself because human existence relies on it. So do what you need to do and protect yourself by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of the incredible sale we have going on. Now let's go out to your phone calls. Jeff in Canada has called in. Thanks so much for calling. Jeff, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Welcome to the Club of Sleep Deprived Fathers and Mothers.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Slightly delusional.
Well, we're glad to have you back. The New World Order is kind of like a soap opera, isn't it? Like you can take a week or two off and really just pick up where you left off. It really, you know, it's been going on for 50, 60 years, yeah. You know. This whole thing is not lost on the old timers, but perhaps it's lost on new people that are just waking up, you know. But I just wanted to say, first of all, for everybody, the election was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want anybody to forget that because we seem to be off on a tangent right now, looking at the left and looking at what the left's doing, looking at what the left's doing and looking at and the tyranny that's going on and Joe Biden's executive orders yesterday, basically overturning any possibility of having a fair and, open and transparent election going forward in the future for you folks. So I'm really, really concerned. You know, if I was Donald Trump, I was the most powerful man in the world, and the president of the United States, and I had all the technology, all the intelligence agencies at my fingertips, and I knew the election was stolen from me, I wouldn't be going back on the golf course. I would be yelling and screaming from the top of my lungs. You would have had to have dragged me out of the Oval Office. And now we have this decrepit pedophile of a so-called president sitting in the White House while Kamala Harris roams the halls looking for something to do. This is really, really, really disturbing. 5,000, 6,000 troops surrounding your capital right now. This is all problem, reaction, solution, as far as I'm concerned. They're obviously very concerned about the fact that they've foisted a coup. It's worked. We're still in a live coup. You realize that, don't you, Mr. Smith?
Oh, absolutely. No, you are exactly right. And it is one of the frustrating things about sort of having to sit back and observe what's going on is all of this stuff. We know it's happening, and yet nothing is done about it. And you're exactly right. The election was stolen. We are literally under a new world order coup, and they're flaunting it in our faces, surrounding themselves with men with guns and walls and denying us the right to have guns and walls. I mean, it's just – it's absolutely flagrant. And the fact that more people don't recognize what's going on and are not outraged at what has occurred – I mean, I wasn't on air, but for March 4th, I mean, all of this insanity that they're just – fabricating from thin air and predicating all of their tyranny upon, it's almost beyond words. And you're putting it really well. You're making great points because it's not okay to just go, the election was stolen, but here's what's happening now. And here's how they're codifying all of this. And we'll get into it a little bit later, but all of the executive orders that Joe Biden is putting into place to basically make this situation permanent. We're done. It's over. We're at war now because our country is completely subjugated under the rule of unelected bureaucratic psychopaths. You're exactly right, Jeff.
Thank you. And I'm glad you can see that. And I think your audience can see it. I know your audience can see it. But my question is, you know, I looked at we've been under this coup or this assault since Donald Trump literally went down the escalator to announce his candidacy 5 years ago. It seems like 20 years ago now, doesn't it? Seems like such a long time, and only now. And Trump tried to declass the Russiagate material that's being held back, but we you and I, all of the listening audience, knew 3 years ago, without John Solomon, without the Sarah Carter, we knew what basically the facts were. An 8-year-old could prosecute the case against Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok. Durham is AWOL, but according to John Solomon, in the next 4 to 8 weeks, I mean, how long have we heard that sort of
thing? Oh, yeah. No, there will be no recompense. Russiagate will be allowed to go forward. Them stealing the election will go forward. It's a new world order coup, and we're just living through it. It's despicable. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we'll go right back out to your phone calls. It's American Journal with Harrison Smith. Of course, today, Burger King, the Burger King UK official account, made some waves when they tweeted out, quote, "Women belong in the kitchen." This, of course, was retweeted by people on the right thinking it's funny and caused a lot of fury from people on the left thinking that this was advocating the sexist position that women should be mothers. But, of course, it was all a scam. It's all a publicity stunt because they say this. First, they say women belong in the kitchen. This gets almost a quarter of a million likes, 72,000 retweets or quote tweets, well, almost 150,000 retweets and quote tweets combined. Then they say, if they want to, of course. Yet only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career. That's right. Saying that women belong in the kitchen of their own homes, cooking for their families, that's horrible. That's despicable. That's enslaving women. No, no. They should be in the kitchen of Burger King, cooking up sloppy burgers for minimum wage. That's true freedom, isn't it? That's what women really want. They want to be working in the back of Burger King. Yeah, yeah. So much better. You know, don't be in your kitchen, you know, cooking breakfast for your large family and your husband as he gets ready to go off to work. Don't be experimenting with your baking and cooking pies and desserts and, you know, wonderful baked goods. No, no. You need to be wearing a little paper hat and a mask and slobbing together greasy burgers and fries for minimum wage. That's true freedom. You can tell they really love women. They really want women to have the best. So don't cook for your own family. cook for strangers for minimum wage. That's true freedom in this brave new world. Burger King slammed after tweeting women belong in the kitchen on International Women's Day. Oh, it's International Women's Day. Oh, gosh, I didn't know or care. All right, let's go out to your phone calls. Liam in Illinois, thanks so much for calling in, Liam. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison, congratulations on the kid.
Thank you very much.
So I want to do a quick plug of Super Male Vitality. For the past year, like everyone else, I've kind of been down and out with, I don't want to say depression, but, just not, peak mentality. But I started taking it, and I lost, give or take, almost 25 pounds, and I feel like I'm back at the wheel of my life, and I just feel awesome. So, guys, please check it out. It's awesome.
That's great to hear, man. Supermail Vitality, 40% off right now, last few hours of the Fortify sale. So if you want to take Liam's advice and get Supermail Vitality, I suggest you do it ASAP because that 40% off will not be around much longer. That's great to hear, Liam. Was it just the Supermail, or I imagine you combined that with a workout regimen and other things to get your mental health in order?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I started eating better, which is definitely the biggest part of it. But, I think Super Male Vitality was definitely that extra, kick in the butt that I definitely needed. But 2 weeks ago, I tweeted at you saying, I wanted your advice of what we needed to do and how to be better.
Mm.
And I told you that I found the answer.
Yes.
So I hear a lot of callers talking about what we should do, what we should do. What we need to do is start becoming our own Alex Jones, our own Harrison Smith. We need to be our own tip of the spear in this fight. And that, I understand not everyone can go out there and protest. A lot of us were like decent Americans, but we need to find different ways to lead our own little fight. I mean, where I work, I refused wearing the mask, and lo and behold, other people started following me on that.
Mm.
I wear the shirt. Instead of going on a tangent about, going down the rabbit hole of globalists, I simply ask questions, and now there's more coworkers, more friends, more family that are more hesitant about the vaccines.
Mm.
I'll ask them, like, hey, if it's a vaccine, why do you have to take three of them? Sounds more of a treatment. If you take the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask, right? Oh, no, I still have to wear the mask. So why take the vaccine? And, if Alex Jones, if Owen Schroyer can wake up 3 million people almost every single day, think what those 3 million people can do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because, you have to take the globalist weapons and use it against them. One of the things that the globalists really rely on is the herd mentality of people. They know that if they can fabricate the illusion that this is what most people think, then everybody that sees that's going to go, oh, I better think that now. I better go along with that. And just by standing up against it, or by confidently saying, yeah, that's BS, I don't believe that, or saying, asking like you're saying, just ask questions about it and sort of poke holes in it, and show, by your own behavior or through your own voice that it's okay to question this stuff, and no, not everybody believes this, and actually we laugh at the people that believe it. You can actually use that herd mentality. You can at the very least prevent them from successfully implementing this illusion that everybody believes this and you're an insane kook if you don't believe it. You can counter that very effectively, and then if you get a few more people to do it, you can actually change people's minds, and other people look around and go, hey, that guy's fine with questioning this. I've actually been questioning this too, and I'm not afraid to stand up and speak out against it myself. So you're exactly right. Each one person can be a sounding box and can be, the flame that lights 1,000 other flames. But it just takes that confidence and that courage to stand up and not be outrageous necessarily, not necessarily, argue with people, but just sort of laugh at them, poke holes in their, beliefs, or just, point out, hey, the media lies. Everybody knows the media lies. We'll just point out, well, they're lying about this too. So I think maybe you should look into it. I think that's great, Liam.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Harrison. Have a great day, man.
Thank you very much. Great call. I really appreciate that. Let's go now to O'Brien in Maryland, who wants to talk about Dr. Seuss. This is another thing that occurred during my absence, my leave. Dr. Seuss got the ban hammer and even resale of his books was banned on eBay. So they're, you know, literally burning books at this point, and not, you know, high level political books, but Dr. Seuss books for babies. You can't have them anymore. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You're on the air.
Yeah, I heard that back on the War Room, and I mean, a lot of kids aren't gonna basically read anything about this. I mean, I also heard that a few of his other books got banned back there as well. If I can remember, in Lean Axe and Ham, Fire and a Zoo, what was the other one again? I can't remember it. The Cat and the Hat. I mean, these are pretty much very good childhood books. And if they're going to burn books, and if they're going to go burn everything else, what do you think they're going to burn next?
Yeah, it's about laying the groundwork for this to extend. And it's one of these things that, you know, conservatives hopefully have sort of learned this lesson, is that, oh, they're burning Dr. Seuss books, they're banning this sort of silly cartoon. You know, the old days was like, ah, who cares, you know, they're dumb liberals and we just won't pay attention to them. But the fact is, as petty as this seems, this is when we need to stand up, because it doesn't stop here. It only, you know, extends from this. It only continues on from this. It only gets worse and worse. And it's such a meeting point of so much of the ridiculousness, especially the fact that, you know, one of the reasons that Dr. Seuss books are banned now, and just how insane is that sentence by itself, but one of the reasons that they're banned now is this depiction of an Asian character, and this is somehow offensive. Can you show me a single depiction of a single character in Dr. Seuss that isn't kind of goofy looking? Like, you know, I don't know if the crew can find that, you know, this picture of this Asian guy. Like, there's the Asian. Look at the white guy right above him. Is one more outrageous than the other? Is one more offensive than the other? They're both just cartoon pictures of people that depict human beings. It doesn't. There's nothing here. But this is, you know, the modern world, that you can't depict an Asian person as they accurately are, right? No. How dare you? You can't. You can. Whatever. It's so stupid. It's so silly. But it really shouldn't be laughed at, because it's a dangerous mindset. It's a bizarre, outrageous mindset that now you can't even resell these books on eBay. eBay will take them down. You know, how far are we? You know, 1984. Yeah, we're there. Brave New World. You know, rapidly approaching it. Who ever thought we'd be on the cusp of Fahrenheit 451, right? Who thought that soon it'll be like, do you have a Dr. Seuss book in your house? The police, the firemen will be kicking down your door to burn your house from the inside out for daring to have these books that were read to kindergartners a mere month ago. It's absurd, but it's here.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types, because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Alex Jones is calling us via Zoom. He wants to clear things up about Texas and the snow conspiracy. Go ahead, Alex. It's good to speak with you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Infowars.com. Good morning. Good morning. Now, listen, clearly, this is not fake snow. My guys tested it. We know it's got the hexagonal crystal, 6 MPa compressive strength. Antifa has been saying it's fake snow because it is a reverse psychosocial warfare. They want to discredit the proven fact that the snow was put there by Bill Gates with the weaponized weather manipulation of the HAARP system. They tell Texans, keep your mouth shut. Don't be a patriot or we'll freeze you. We're going to freeze you out. This is in State Department Memorandum 7277. Read it. Infowars.com.
Infowars.com. I'm actually glad you're here today because I couldn't figure out how the people were saying the snow was fake and the tie-in with Bill Gates.
But this is what the CIA does. They do it through Antifa, through QAnon. They say it's a disinformation counterintelligence operation. Look into Operation Trust from the old Soviet Union in the 1920s. It's mainline, declassified. It's the same as this. They discredit real things. The 5G Big Pharma takeover, the Epstein science cult with Bill Gates. That's what they want you to say. Anyone who questions the weather is crazy.
What you're saying is the snow was real. Then they send out a fake story that the snow was fake to make your side look bad, but actually the snow is real.
You can follow this?
Yes. Why does everything go back to Bill Gates?
It is a first step towards weaponized post-global, post-human global takeover of the planet. They want to emerge in Silicon as a... Oh, hold on 1 second, Howard. We are getting an exclusive right now here.
On Alex Jones Exclusive.
Howard, you won't believe this. Joining us now is Bill Gates, who says, I'm right.
It is I, reptilian leader Bill Gates. I've come to sterilize Christians and destroy humanity.
Wow. And just like I said, Gates, you're on a throne of needles, almost like Game of Thrones.
Yes, it's my throne of death. Excuse me, Gates hasn't gotten good sleep in days.
Well, Gates, if you want good sleep for a good price, you need X2 Ultra Sleep. That's right. It's an ancient recipe of aspirin and dish soap full of vitamin O. This will knock you out cold. Take one pill, you'll sleep for 10 days. Actually, matter of fact, I could use a good snooze right now. Hold on, I'm going to take one right over. It is so good. Half off while supplies last. So good. Infowars.
You know, Alex, during wake up, Alex. Just one more question. During the commercial,
Infowars.com.
All right, answer one last question. Who is worse, Bill Gates or George Soros?
I would say Gates works for Soros. Gates is a newer version of Soros. So Soros is the prime controller. He is the Greys. He is the Chi-Com agent who has seen the subversion, paradigm manipulation of all of this. But you cannot discredit the fact that Bill Gates ordered $60,000 worth of hot dogs to his hotel room, which, believe me, if you know anything about that, Podesta, Hillary, Obama, $60,000 worth of hot dogs is not what you think. It's children. He's eating children.
I never heard that one before, but I remember years ago you were promoting the fact that shrimp were turning gay. And so this is a whole new level. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Shrimp, salmon, and the frogs were all turned gay because that's what they want to do. They want to sterilize the population. That's how you get to the post-human endgame. That's what the Satanists want to cut off our arms and legs. Listen, I got a packed out show today. We got a lot of info warrior feedback to get to. And we have reptilian Tom Hanks calling in. You know him from Castaway and running the reptilian Hollywood pedophile cult. So I'll be talking to him later. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Snow's real.
Oh, wait, that was actually pretty good. That was actually pretty good. That was a Howard Stern segment of making fun of Alex Jones, but that was actually pretty good. That was a pretty good impersonation. By the way, the product is called Knockout, and I think it is on discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. What do you know?
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. Good to be back here with you today. I'll also be sitting in for Alex Jones later on the Alex Jones program. I'll start sitting in for him at 12:30. So if you've missed me over the last 2 weeks, like I've missed you, there's plenty of Harrison yet to come as I finish out today's program on American Journal and then hop over, jump studios to the Alex Jones show to sit in for him at 12:30. In the meantime, let's get back into more phone calls and show you some more of these videos. Let me give you some more headlines just that have occurred over the last few days. Gab's Andrew Torba is looking into buying their own bank after the fourth bank has banned them in as many weeks. Gab has now been banned from four banks in as many weeks, with CEO Andrew Torba stating that the company is seriously considering buying our own bank. Last month, Gab CEO Andrew Torba revealed that the new tech site has been banned from three different banks in the space of 3 weeks. On Friday, in a statement posted online, Torba confirmed that yet another bank had banned his site from services. He says, "It's getting to the point where we're seriously considering buying our own bank." Well, Mr. Torba, just look into how that turned out for old Gaddafi over there. You can't mess with the bankers. They're the ones that are pulling the strings after all. But, you know, it really is amazing. And again, it's just, you know, all this stuff. It's like in that last segment, we showed that Howard Stern, you know, parody of Alex Jones where he keeps mentioning the post-human future. And I remember before I even ever worked at InfoWars, I'd be having conversations with friends and they'd be going, "Why do people keep accusing me of being anti-human? How am I anti-human?" And it's like, I don't get how you don't get this. It's so simple. It's so obvious what's going on here. I shouldn't have to explain this to you, right? To be pro-pedophile is to be anti-human. To be pro-Great Reset is to be anti-human. To be pro-lockdown, pro-mask is to be anti-human. To subscribe to the Green New Deal is to subscribe to an ideology that demonizes the very existence of humans. You're anti-human. It's not that complicated, in the same way that it shouldn't be that complicated. It shouldn't be that hard to understand that when you have every bank in the United States working in coordination to disallow the operation of a website, when you have, you know, Amazon kicking Parler off of the internet, when you have MasterCard demanding places like Patreon kick people off of there, you are setting up a world in which a very few unaccountable, unelected, unknown elites are dictating who can and can't make money, who can and can't operate based on whether or not they're subservient to the people that run these banks and the people that are in charge of all of this. It's neo-feudalism. It's anti-human. And it's obvious what's going on here. And again, it's just like people, I mean, literally people have to be programmed. They have to be told what to think. And it's rather upsetting. I don't have to be told that if a bank is banning a website from operation, not because they're doing anything illegal, right? I mean, the banks, if you want to be a Mexican cartel, sex trafficking, and, you know, dealing drugs to the American people, they'll not only will they serve you, they'll hide the fact that they're serving you. They'll serve you in a secretive way. Didn't HSBC get in trouble for that, right? It's not about what Gab is doing is somehow despicable. You can do despicable things and still be served by these criminal psychopaths that run the banks. But if you're against the criminal psychopaths that run the banks, you will not be served. Is that hard to understand? Is this difficult for people to wrap their minds around? People are still going on and on about net neutrality. Net neutrality, right? Oh, we can't have Comcast dictate whether Netflix is less expensive or not. Is that the issue? Or is the issue that Amazon, with Amazon Web Servers controlling, you know, a vast swath of the internet, or Google controlling basically the internet itself, is at will disenfranchising, deplatforming entire websites? Like, do you need to be told to think this, or are you a human, and can you come to these conclusions on your own? Are you a robot that needs to get the signal from mainstream media that needs to tell you what to think? Right? If mainstream media got up and promoted this and said, oh my God, it's, you know, Amazon is kicking websites off. Banks are deplatforming entire websites based on ideological concerns. The American people would be furious at this. They would be so angry. They would stand up to all of this. Instead, the mainstream media is in league with the banks, in league with the intelligence agencies, in league with the anti-human global structure that is being erected around us. And so they're telling the American people, no, it's good. Thank goodness these heroic banks stood up against the hate mongers at Gab. The American people just nod. They've received the signal. They, like the NPCs that they are, you know, have received that code and are now carrying out their orders like unthinking automaton. You're not human. You're a programmed machine, and it's sad. We want you to be human. We want you to be able to stand up to this and to be able to think for yourself and be able to see without having some talking head in a studio in New York tell you that what you're seeing is tyranny. What you're seeing is despicable. What you're seeing is the destruction of the ability of humans to exist in a free and open world. You're seeing total subjugation to communistic slavery. I don't know. I guess people have to be told that, but they have to be told it by the controllers, right? They have to be told it by the right people. The mainstream media has to be the one to tell them. If I'm the one to tell them, I'm just a crazy kook. I'm just a conspiracy theorist, right? I mean, everything I'm saying is true. Everything I'm saying comes to pass. Every prediction we make comes to fruition. Oh, but don't listen to us. Don't listen to us. Just listen uncritically, absorb and accept without complaint or thought of your own the dictates that are delivered to you by the people that are enslaving you. It really shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, you have this, and this is just sort of the perfect example of this petty tyranny that we're experiencing every day. From Infowars.com, American Airlines promises investigation after flight attendant bullies elderly woman to tears for briefly lowering her mask. And this comes as response to this tweet that went semi-viral from Andrew Surabian, who is a blue checkmark verified account on Twitter. He says, an elderly lady on my American Airlines flight put her mask down briefly because she thought she was going to pass out. She put it right back on, and now a flight attendant is threatening to kick her off her flight. She's in tears, begging to be allowed to stay on. People have lost their humanity. And there's that last sentence that says so much. People have lost their humanity. It shouldn't take an exceptional person to know that bullying an elderly lady to tears and threatening to, you know, wield your petty authority You're going to kick her off her flight. You're going to be the boss. You're going to be the big man. How dare she question you? How dare she for even a single moment not adhere to your nonsensical and, in fact, damaging health requirements? How dare you? In fact, later today, we have in Texas, there's going to be people protesting at the governor's mansion, protesting against the fact that the governor has lifted our state mandate on masks. Are you not a human? Do you not have the personal will to do what you want, what you will, and not enforce yourself on others? They don't have it anymore. These people are slaves, and they want you to be a slave. They're furious that you would dare question. After all, they don't question. They don't have the ability to think for themselves or stand up for themselves or do what they think is right. No. Old lady, you need to breathe in that mask until you die, or else I will exert my ability as a petty tyrant to kick you off this flight, to ban you from flight travel entirely. Because what are you going to do about it? I'm a member of the system. I support the computers. I am a robot. I don't question. I obey, and I demand you do so as well. So, you know, as much as people make fun of us, or they don't understand when we say you're anti-human, well, this says it exactly. People have lost their humanity. They've lost their humanity, and they don't even want it back. They're happy being robots. They're happy being dogs and slaves. It's despicable.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness. And appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge.
We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off to sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
So as far as America has fallen, there's still an aspect of the American spirit that remains. Of course, we were founded in revolution. We were founded, and our founding documents all concern themselves with the ability of the American people to decide for themselves what is right and wrong and to be free from governmental coercion. And so we've told you since the COVID-19 hysteria began that the government would really not be able to enforce, you know, force vaccinations or anything like that. Of course, they've gone farther than, you know, I thought they would. I thought the American people still had a little bit more of that fire in their souls. I guess we're overestimating the vast majority of the American people in either their willingness to stand up for what they know is right or their willingness to go against the grain. Even if they know it's wrong, they're just, I'll just go along with it because I don't want to cause trouble. I thought causing trouble was what Americans did, but I guess we're a little wrong on that. But still, in a certain way, we are right. The government itself has been very careful to say, oh, we're not mandating vaccines. We would never. How dare you even think we would do that? And so we've known since all of this hysteria began that it would be the corporations that enforce this stuff. The government would say, oh, we're not going to enforce anything. Oh, but we are going to have the corporations be responsible for this. You're not going to be able to shop or go to games or go to concerts or do anything of the sort if you are not compliant with our dictates. So, of course, here in Texas, the governor has rescinded his unconstitutional, inhuman mandate demanding that you wear a muzzle. And in response, the people of Texas are now protesting against the Texas governor and protesting against his lifting of the mask mandates set for Monday outside state capitals. So, you know, faith in the American people just plummets, just down almost to zero in the fact that people are now protesting against freedom. You can still wear a mask. Texas governor is not saying you're not allowed to wear it. You're allowed to wear a mask. That's not enough. Now the people of Texas are demanding that they be controlled. They're now demanding, how dare you not control us? How dare you not tell us what to do? How dare you not muzzle us and leash us like hounds? We are robots. How dare you not program us? It really is shocking, shocking stuff. Protests against Texas governor's lifting of mask mandate set for Monday outside state capitol. That'll be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, and I believe Owen Schroyer will be down there exposing exactly how stupid all of this is. But here's the story from trendingpolitics.com. 13 woke corporations fighting back against the Texas mandate repeal. Target, Starbucks, Macy's, Toyota, Hyatt, CVS, Walgreens, AMC. The good guys, right? GM, Aldi, Kroger. These are the people that we want dictating what we are and are not allowed to do. They all guarantee their customers, we'll control you. We'll enslave you. Don't worry. You can't come in here unless you comply with this nonsensical mask mandate ordinance. So why would you get so heated up about this? Well, first of all, the mask mandate is entirely symbolic, right? Your mask could literally be a piece of tissue paper that does nothing to protect anybody. but it still counts because it's entirely symbolic. It's entirely artificial. It doesn't actually matter if your mask prevents COVID or not. You still have to wear it. But here's the new CDC report from 2 days ago from Breaking 911 on Twitter. Mask mandates lower COVID cases by around 1.5% over a two-month period. During March 1st to December 31st, 2020, state-issued mask mandates applied in 2,313 of the 3,142 U.S. counties. So mask mandates in 73.6% of U.S. counties. Mask mandates were associated with a 0.5 percentage point decrease in daily COVID-19 case growth rates 1 to 20 days after implementation, and decreases of 1.1, 1.5, 1.7, and 1.8 percentage points 21 to 40, 41 to 60, 61 to 80, and 81 to 100 days, respectively, after implementation. So even after 100 days of mask mandates, you decrease transmission rates by less than 2%. Less than 2%. So the question is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is the mask mandate worth all of this if it barely does anything, just a slight notch, if anything, a slight, very minute lowering of the transmission rate? Because, again, there is no asymptomatic spread of COVID. If you aren't showing symptoms, if you don't know you have COVID, it's not very likely that you're going to spread it. So you don't need to be wearing the mask. The mask doesn't protect you. We always hear that. Well, the mask doesn't protect you. It's for protecting other people. Except if you don't have COVID, you can't spread it. So why are you wearing a mask? I mean, just none of it makes any sense. Mask mandates were associated with a 0.7 percentage decrease in daily COVID-19 death growth rates 1 to 20 days after implementation, and a 1.9 percentage, respectively, after implementation. Meanwhile, things like vitamin D show something like a 64% decrease in death rates. Oh, they don't tell you about vitamin D, do they? They don't want to tell you about vitamin D, even though clearly more effective than masks. They would never mandate vitamin D. And so the question is why? Another thing that vastly, vastly increases the likelihood that you'll die of COVID-19 is obesity. I haven't heard Dr. Fauci or Bill Gates or anybody in a position of power say you need to lose some weight if you want to protect yourself against COVID-19. So, again, it's just like, are you a human? Do you have the ability to think for yourself? Do you have the ability to come up with your own questions to what you're being presented with? Or do you just accept what they dictate without question and then demand that everybody else do the same? They mandate masks. You, like a rabid dog, attack anybody that doesn't wear a mask. But they don't mandate vitamin D. They don't tell you to go out in the sun. They don't tell you to supplement your vitamin D. They don't tell you to lose weight, even though those would be astronomically more effective at lowering COVID rates, lowering death rates, and lowering transmission rates. But they don't tell you that. So you have to ask yourself, do they not know about this, or do they not care? Why are they promoting masks and not anything else? The answer is pretty obvious. The masks are symbolic. The masks are a psychological operation. They are submission to a nonsensical and damaging anti-human mindset of control and submission to the authorities without thinking for yourself. This is from the CDC. This isn't some wild theory. This isn't some speculation from the CDC themselves. Masks don't affect COVID transmission rates more than, they say, up to 1.8% after 100 days of mask mandates. Oh, by the way, the amount of mistakes that could be in this are 5%. So, 5%, I'm blanking on the word here. When you take a poll, margin of error. That's why I have a crew in my ear. 5% margin of error. So more than double the amount that it says.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team, you're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls. Steven in Florida wants to talk about the vaccine. Thanks for calling in. Steven, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. I want to say, first of all, as a very privileged and blessed father of eight children, congratulations on the birth of your child. I'm sure you're enjoying
you.
That.
Oh, man, I have a lot to go to compete with you, man. I'll get there. We'll try. Thank you.
Right, yeah, definitely. I also want to give a quick plug. A week ago Saturday, I ran a half marathon race. I'm 61 years old. Long story short, I got there so late, I started the race 13 minutes late, crossed starting line. I finished 45th out of 204 finishers and under 155, under 155. And I have to credit partially for that my Alexa Pure water filtration system, the water from which I mixed with my TurboForce. So those are great products, and no doubt had a part in what I accomplished there, and I thank God for that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, that's quite a feat, man. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Now, the reason I called in, I wanted to talk about, tie these together, the vaccine and the Q movement, and I'm going to make this make sense. But I want to name three names and give a quote from the Apostle Paul to tie this together real quickly. 1991, Rodney King. 2012, Trayvon Martin. And 2020, George Floyd. What all three of those scenarios have in common is that they were all criminal thugs that the media tried to point to as the ones in the right, and therefore it was the white supremacists that were responsible for what happened to them. This is the lies that they promote. When you look into what those people were, they were criminals, okay? So here's what I want to tie in with that. The Q movement and then the vaccines. Now, recently I had a conversation with a friend of mine in church, and I didn't know he's into Q. Now, we were talking about a lot of what's going on with Trump and everything, but as you know, Q put forth that, March 4th, because originally the Founding Fathers set up that March 4th was the original inauguration date, not the 20th. Now, that may be, I don't know, but I commented to my friend, well, March 4th's come and gone. Now what? Their credibility's gone. I don't need Alex Jones to point out they're a psyop. That's enough for me right there. And the thing is, he said, well, there's people that prophesied like Kim Clement and Paula White, the so-called pastor from Florida, that Trump was going to come back. And I pointed out, well, those people are false prophets, okay? But the thing is, he sent me a text message when I'm trying to say this stuff to him, blocked. Now he doesn't want to talk to me simply for disagreeing with him. And I'm tying this in with those other three situations because when you stand up for the truth, just like the vaccines, I've got three personal friends who have now taken the vaccines, two of which I warned, please don't take it. Now I'm looking at them, and they're probably going to be dead sometime down the future now because this is a kill shot. So my point is this. The Apostle Paul said this to the church at Galatia, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I care about you, and I'm trying to point out the facts and saying, at least do your own research. Don't take the expert's word for it. Be like the Bereans in chapter 17 of the book of Acts. Paul came to them preaching the gospel, the word of God, direct revelation from God, but they didn't just take it, this is Paul, so we should just take it at face value. They searched the scriptures daily. In other words, they consulted the established facts to make sure that what the expert was telling them was indeed the truth. And the thing is, if you don't do the same thing, whatever it is in life, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost your freedom. And ultimately, it could cost you your family and your life, because just because you don't feel good about it, just because it doesn't set well with you or it's not popular, that doesn't make it wrong. It's wrong when it contradicts the facts and you haven't at least done your research to check things out for yourself and make sure that what you're being told lines up with what is established as truth.
Very good, sir. You're exactly right. I love that quote. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I mean, that's exactly what we deal with on a daily basis. It's like, there's gradients. It's like, because I'm telling, if you want to get the vaccine, if you think the vaccine is good and will help, I mean, I can give you 10,000 reasons why it's not good and it won't help and you shouldn't take it. The very minimal of that is it doesn't stop you from getting it doesn't stop you from getting COVID. It doesn't let you go where you want to go. It doesn't mean you don't have to wear a mask anymore. There is no positive effect of the vaccine. As far as I can tell, the negative effects seem to be astronomical. And some of the numbers that are coming out from the CDC and others seem to point to massive numbers of death as a result of the vaccine, stillbirths, infertility, all sorts of horrible stuff. I can give you all those bad things, but you should at least be human enough to go, I want the vaccine, but I understand it's dangerous for the government to be able to dictate that you have to take this vaccine. Like that's how far we've gone. Not only are people saying, yes, I want to take the vaccine, they're saying, I want the government to force everybody to take the vaccine. Hasn't been tested, doesn't actually
stop you from getting the virus is an mRNA vaccine, which has never been done before, was approved in less than a year when most vaccines take 5 to 10 years. There's so much stuff wrong with this, and yet they are desperate not only to take the vaccine, but to force you to take it in the same way the mask. You want to wear a mask? God bless you. Do what you want to do. I don't care. I think you're dumb, and I'll tell you why I think you're dumb, but you can wear the mask. But they go a step farther, and they say the government has to mandate the mask. The government has to tell us what to do, and if they don't, I'm going to go protest in favor of being told what to do. It's so far beyond humanity that it's into the realm of, you know, robotic slavery. I mean, it's totally beyond description, and I don't understand it. And I don't understand how these people think that they're doing the right thing by demanding that the government enforce the vaccine. I mean, just in and of itself, if I'm going to tell you the government is going to inject you with whatever it wants, and if you don't allow them to do that, they're going to put you in jail or put you in a virtual jail where you're not allowed to go anywhere or do anything, and people are okay with this. People are okay with the government injecting you with stuff and punishing you if you don't do it. You're not human. You're definitely not American, but I'd say whether or not you're human is up for debate. It's totally, totally wrong. And it's beyond wrong. It's demanding slavery. It's desirous of being a slave. And I don't understand it. So yeah, we do what we can. We try to tell these people this stuff and they get mad at us for simply telling the truth. Telling the truth often from their own experts. I'll read you the CDC numbers and you'll get mad at me. Again, it's not about what's true or what's not. It's about what conforms to the subjugation of the American people under a globalist form of slavery or not. And in fact, I have, I'll just read some of these headlines. Israeli Health Ministry says Pfizer vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly than the disease itself would have killed. There are stats saying that suicide kills 10 times more children than COVID-19. And of course, mental health has doubled at least in the last year because of the enforced lockdown. So you're likely causing a great many more deaths, suicide deaths, unnecessary deaths as a consequence of your response to the coronavirus than the coronavirus ever would have killed. And there's also this information drawn from VAERS report on mRNA vaccination for COVID-19. The source is the CDC. They have 19,769 reports. Of those, 966 deaths. So that's 5%. So according to the CDC numbers, 5% of the people that took the vaccine and reported about it died? 5%? When the death rate of COVID-19 on its own is less than 1%, and in some cases around 0.3%, and yet 5% of them have resulted in death from the vaccine, that's incredible. And that's the CDC numbers. Adverse incident reports show 966 deaths following vaccination for COVID-19. That's 966 deaths out of 19,000. That's 5%. 5% deaths. Many times more than deaths from COVID-19. You tell me if you want to get the vaccine. Are you a human or are you a slave? Do you do what you're told or do you think for yourself? That's the question we're trying to answer right here. And it's not looking good.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com.
I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to go directly out to the phone calls. Matt in Georgia has called in. Very important message about how to counter China. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air. Matt in Georgia? Okay, that's not a good noise. Let's go to Roger in Arizona. Thanks for calling in, Roger.
You're on. How's it going?
All right, good. I'm glad you're not a foghorn.
Congratulations on
your
baby.
Thank you very much.
So a couple key topics I'm calling out of Arizona is on the vaccinations and everything. First-time caller, so I'm kind of nervous. Sorry.
You're good.
So I live on the West Valley of Phoenix. Phoenix is really big, and every town is different. So they got Glendale, Peoria. Well, where the Cardinal Stadium is, since the last 3.5 months, it has been packed. The parking lot's been packed for vaccinations. Just everybody's going in there. Well, now that the governor has did a reopening, but he's still doing a mask mandate, people I see at the pharmacies where I pick up local prescriptions, Safeway for one of them, people are now getting the shot, the vaccination. And so I was in line one day, and I just did a good thing, and I asked the lady, I said, why are you in this line? You know, you're waiting. I was there for 30 minutes just to get a prescription fulfilled. And she's like, oh, this is the line for all the COVID vaccination. I'm like, really? And she's like, yes. So I told her, you know, the whole thing was a gimmick and how it's DNA, you know, re-engineering and everything. And I pulled up Bandop video. and she pulled it up on her phone and she started watching it, and she played the volume really loud. And there was about 9 people in that line. And I kid you not, 6 people out of line, including herself, stepped out of the line and literally walked out of the whole store. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so I go nowhere without a mask. I wear a lot of crazy shirts. Like, I have PTSD with a stupid donkey on it. I'm tired, pretty tired of dumb Democrat, stupid Democrat. Voted for Trump twice. And, you know, it's, I just want to say Trump 2024. And people, spread band.video. Love you guys. I've been listening to you guys forever. And just keep up the fight. People, spread it, spread it, spread it, spread it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, you know, what you experienced probably was what most of America is going through, where they haven't heard a single thing about the dangers of the vaccine. All they've heard is from the mainstream media is that the vaccine is great, the vaccine is good, you need it right now. Oh my gosh, you're missing out on it. You got to go quickly. People are demanding that they get it. I mean, it's not that they have heard, you know, the negative side effects and they think, ah, whatever, it's worth it. They've never heard it. They haven't been introduced to this information. And it's a simple matter of getting this information in front of them and saying, hey, just give it 1 minute. Just for 1 minute, look at some of this stuff and decide whether you want to jump into this, you know, deep end with both feet, or if you're going to be a little bit more cautious before going to get your vaccine. And so that's what you did, was just you cracked that armor just a little bit. And hey, you know what? They may look at it and eventually decide, yeah, okay, I'm going to get the vaccine, right? They might be dumb. They might just do that anyway because they don't understand basic math. Maybe they do that. But they at least deserve the ability to see the negative and the positive. Instead, all we get from the mainstream media and all these people are introduced to is positive information about the vaccine. Nothing but affirmative information. Nothing but telling you how good it is. It's not the truth. There's a lot of negative stuff to this. There's a lot of reasons to be questioning this. And people deserve to be introduced to this information so they can make an informed decision. That's been hidden from them. It's a complete disservice. They haven't seen the videos like you're seeing now of the nurse fainting immediately after getting the vaccine. They haven't seen the numbers from the CDC itself showing the massive numbers of people who were otherwise healthy who suddenly ended up dead after getting the vaccine. Now, you may get the vaccine. You may not die. But give it some time, right? This is a permanent alteration to your genetic structure. It's going to have bad effects down the line. And I wouldn't be surprised if a year or 2 years from now, it comes out that there are these massive problems with the vaccine. And they come out and they say, well, yes, there were some problems with, but it was good that we had to do them. In fact, some of the side effects were a positive. And look at how much carbon has gone down because of all the people that died from getting the vaccine. I mean, you know, it's going to eventually come out. And the way that the New World Order and the, you know, the globalists operate is they'll act like this was a good thing. We knew it all along, and it was good that we did this, even though some of these bad things happened. I mean, this story from LifeSight has this headline: experimental vaccine death rate for Israel's elderly is 40 times higher than COVID-19 deaths. So Pfizer's vaccine, they say, killed about 40 times more elderly people and 260 times more of the young than what the COVID-19 virus would have claimed given the same time frame. So people deserve to know that. They deserve to know that this is the result of some of this experimental vaccination being rolled out. Now, if they decide that they're willing to take the vaccine, even though it has 40 times more for elderly people and 260 times more likelihood of killing you than COVID-19 for young people, yeah, they can do it. They can kill themselves. They're more than welcome to do so. Go take the vaccine. Go wear the mask. Wear 2 masks. Make one of them plastic. Never leave your house. You can do that. You're a free American. But instead, they are given nothing but misinformation and disinformation, and anybody trying to sound the alarm on the other side is silenced and denigrated and demonized. It's a scam. The whole thing is a total scam, and you did the right thing, Roger, by introducing them to this alternative way of thinking. The way of thinking that says, I want to be fully informed with all of the risks and all of the benefits, and then I'll make a well-informed decision. Instead, people are like sheep led to the slaughter, eagerly crowding in to these vaccination sites. And of course, the vaccination passports are coming and are here in some cases. You have major league sports stadiums saying they will demand COVID passports. You have global airlines coming together saying they will not allow passengers who are not tested for COVID or have received the vaccines. I mean, this is being implemented. It is being established. Israel has bans where if you don't want to get the vaccine, they'll tag you like a dog. They'll tag you like a wild animal for observation, and you'll be tracked everywhere that you go, and everyone you interact with will be, you know, put into a database because you are a dangerous, free individual. You either submit or you're tagged like a dog. I mean, this is the world that we're getting into. And so it's not even enough that we stand up against this. We have to push back. Look, they're showing it off. Like, they're so happy to be tagged. They're so happy to be slaves. Not me, man. You'll never catch me with one of those. Israel's green pass is an early vision of how we leave lockdown. Yeah. You want to be free? Submit. That's what they're telling you. And it's so sad that America has gotten to the point that we actually accept this crap. Even Europe is standing up against the lockdown. Even Europe is holding massive protests against the lockdown, while Americans salivate. They're eager to submit to their masters. What can you say? Henry in Illinois always has a good way of waking people up. Thanks for calling in, Henry. You are on the air.
All right, thank you. Listen, I want to ask a question to all the Americans. What do we need to do to take our country back, okay? First of all, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence tell us that when government goes rogue, we have the right to abolish it, okay? That's number one. Number two, we the taxpayers, we pay the military, so what are they doing? They're fighting against us and the Constitution. We should stop paying them and treat them as traitors. Okay, cowards, and not defending the Constitution. I had an argument with National Guardsmen that were deployed to D.C., okay? Mm. I said, what are you doing? Oh, well, it's my job. He says, you're doing the same thing that Nazi Germany did. I'm following orders, okay? And what happened to the oath? Well, I said, no. All you guys are looking for the pension, for the payment. And I told him, I said, remember what Ben Franklin said, and people need to know this. A man who gives his freedom for his safety is no longer a free man, nor deserves his freedom. And this is what we are. We complain about the vaccines. I don't take vaccines. I don't wear a mask. I've been, you know, arguing with people. And I tell them, I said, this is a scam. And I told Alex last time when I called, why don't you print a T-shirt that says, like you guys print to stop the steal? It's not the mask scam. It's not the CDC scam. It's not the Fauci scam. You know, all of those T-shirts, people will buy them because it seems that the Americans are conditioned to only think in two little words, not phrases, because it's too, they got the attention span of a gnat.
Mm.
Now, one thing that I want to say about the vaccinations, you can look it up. Back in 1995, Clinton passed a law where they put tracers on all the chemicals. Okay, so because the FBI couldn't find, like if somebody was putting bleach, they could not determine how long the person was dead, so they need to put those traces on bleach and all the other chemicals. But I had, sort of it's kind of classified that I got information. I cannot prove it, but it's been coming to fruition. Back in the first Gulf War, all the GIs were nanochip, you know.
Yeah. No, it's been experimented with for a while. You're right. Thanks for the call, Henry.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations in different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show from 1 to 2 this afternoon as Owen Shore. Owen Shore is hosting the beginning of the Alex Jones Show, and then he's going to leave to actually go cover the protest at the Texas Capitol demanding that the government muzzle us, demanding that we be required to wear masks. And again, it's just like, you see everything that's going on. America's done. I mean, we're done. We're done. The coup has been enacted. They did a fraudulent election. They got some guy just riddled with dementia, barely able to put two sentences together. He hasn't done a single press conference since he's been in office. Completely fraudulent election, totally fabricated. We saw the entire plan from before it even happened. We saw them carry it out in front of our very eyes. We know everything from the personal affidavits sworn and signed by people who saw what was going on, to the video proof of what was going on, to the leaked audio of the ballot counters being trained on how to cheat. I mean, we've seen it all, let alone the mathematical, you know, proof of what happened, the massive spikes with hundreds of thousands of votes for Biden without a single one for Trump dumped at 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we saw it verbatim. Now you're not even allowed to question that. They're calling it the big lie. They're claiming it's violence. Everybody from television pundits to people actually in power and in the, you know, positions to carry out military action as a response to this, saying that this is basically the equivalent of being a domestic terrorist. Questioning this election should get you arrested and at least, at the very least, you know, ejected from polite society. Like, we saw that carried out. We've seen the way now that they're taking the peaceful protest on the 6th of January, calling everybody that was involved in that domestic terrorist. Again, just over the last few weeks, you have, you know, people who were involved in that who were welcomed in, ushered in by the police, who stood opening the door, smiling and waving as they walked in. Well, those people that walked in have been held without bond, have been in prison for weeks as they await their trial as domestic terrorists. I mean, the fact that this is going on is unacceptable and cannot be stood for, and yet it is, and yet it goes on. Hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border. Vaccines and vaccine passports being implemented. We're going to war in the Middle East for God knows what reason. We're bombing Syria. We're bombing Yemen. We're lining up a nuclear exchange between Iran and Israel. We're watching China send warplanes over Taiwan and daring us to do something about it as they get ready to steamroll over the entire South China Sea and all of their neighbors at the same time as they're erecting the Belt and Road Initiative to bring the entire world under their control. It is just one giant ball of crap steamrolling over us like an avalanche. Gab getting kicked out of banks. American Airlines threatening to kick old ladies off for daring to lower their mask for a single second in order to breathe freely before they pass out. I mean, it's nonstop. You have the whole transgender debate going on, completely antithetical to science, completely anti-human. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to know that there's such things as boys and girls. And yet the people that don't believe that that even exists are the ones dictating to us what is and is not reality. So we're lost. I mean, we're done. It's over. It's totally... we've lost. We're now an occupied country, and we aren't even doing anything about it. We aren't even protesting, right? The people that are protesting are the ones demanding that we're being locked down. By this point, next week, there will have been more protests in favor of the mask mandate than against it. So I think we deserve it. I think if we're not standing up, if we aren't out there protesting, or we aren't making the changes, or we aren't demanding that our representatives in Congress and the Senate fight back and not just put up a half-hearted, petty response, but actually move forward, enforcing our ideology over the others, we deserve it. They're the ones protesting. They're the ones who are going to win. That's just how it is.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Before 1933, president-elects were inaugurated on March 4th, quivering from the threats of the almighty unknowable QAnon.
Your actions on January 6th were an attack on this country. Do you understand that?
No, they were not, ma'am. My actions were not an attack on this country. That is incorrect.
But, Jake, legally, you were not allowed to be in what you're calling the sacred chamber.
And that is the one very serious regret that I have, was believing that when we were waved in by police officers, that it was acceptable.
This is the new face of extremism in America, so you have to pay attention to it.
Not a surprise that these terrorists that attacked on 1-6 inspired other future terrorists. The yep. House having to shut down today because of fear that Trump terrorists acting once again on his instruction, acting once again based on his big lie, may come and try to kill Democratic lawmakers.
The Democrat-led Nut House of Representatives has canceled their March 4th session due to imminent threats from the far-right boogeyman that is supposed to plow through fences topped with razor wire and guarded by roughly 6,000 National Guardsmen, 50 of which that were treated for gastrointestinal issues, as the New York Post reported. Multiple Michigan National Guard members stationed at the U.S. Capitol were sickened after they were served food that was raw, moldy, undercooked, and even filled with metal shavings, according to a letter written by the state's congressional delegation.
And it's real. It's a right-wing militia group that believes that the original inaugural day was March 4th until the 20th Amendment passed, they think this is the true inauguration day and that President Trump should be inaugurated.
We have to have what we need when we need it, and in the numbers of that we need it, but that's a security decision. The threat of all the president's men out there, we have to ensure with our security that we are safe enough.
In his memorandum to House leaders, which Fox has obtained, that's exactly what Honoré did. His memorandum calls for a, quote, quick reaction force that permanently resides within the D.C. National Guard. by reestablishing a military police battalion and staffing it with active guard reserve troops who live in or near the city year-round, perpetually on active duty. We're going to repeat that. Year-round, perpetually on active duty. Soldiers occupying our capital city, the seat of our government, forever.
And as the Democrats create more boogeyman threats, rolling out targeted dates into the fall, sucking the power of we the people with vampiric abandon, there is also paranoid intelligence about March 20th, the day the Republican Party came to life in 1834, and Tax Day, April 15th, and there are plenty more frightening federal holidays where those came from. Of course, nobody showed up on March the 4th.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
You guys see any of those QAnon folks around here today? It's been super quiet. It's more media than anybody else, huh?
Regardless, the madness will continue outside the U.S. Capitol for at least two more months, while the snakes in the House passed a sweeping expansion of federal voting oversight, spitting in the face of the very reason the Capitol was breached to begin with.
They didn't bring that bill during the day. They brought it at 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday night, Saturday morning. When no one was watching. They don't want people seeing what they're doing. That's what this is about.
Right.
Again, last night, dark of night, after 10:30 at night, that banned states from showing picture ID to vote. You got to show a picture ID to buy a six-pack of beer, but to vote, they're banning you from doing it. They mandated same-day voter registration, all of the voter fraud initiatives that have undermined voter confidence in so many states. They're trying to make that the standard. That passed last night at dark of night. Hopefully it won't pass the Senate, but it's an example of what they're bringing. That's what I'm concerned about, those socialist policies that are passing the House of Representatives right now.
Meanwhile, the Capitol Police, backed up by the largest combined police force in the nation, revealed their Keystone Cops mentality in hearing after hearing.
When you said you increased the size of dignitary protection, how many people were increased there? How many law enforcement people were increased?
Yes, sir. Thank you. So we went from four-man protection details and increased that to six-man protection details.
Okay, so that's not a significant increase at all when you're talking about, you know, what we went through.
And so if DHS assessed white supremacists to be the most lethal threat to Americans, and if INA was aware of domestic violent extremists mobilizing to cause violence on January 6th, then why didn't the department issue a formal intelligence warning that violence could occur?
First, we have heard of that report that we supposedly sent out that said nothing significant to report, and we cannot locate that. So I have no idea where that notion came from.
Can you follow up with us on that report, see if you can find it or where we got that impression?
We've looked, ma'am, for a while.
As the shock wears off and the reality boils, the Democratic corporocratic machine, combined with Liz Cheney Rhino Republican empty threats, desperately trying to protect the largest country club in the United States, won't sit well for much longer amongst a majority of the Republic.
The one thing I'll say for Liz Cheney is I'm sure she has a lot of bipartisan support, because if there's one thing that she and Joe Biden definitely want to do, it's bomb the Middle East. Everything else is a disaster. Everything else is just rhino policies, the kinds of policies that put the Republican Party in a position where they needed a Donald Trump.
John Bound reporting.
There you go, folks. You can share that video, and I suggest that you do by going to band.video. And a reminder, if you click the share button there on band.video, it gives you a disguised URL. It gives you a URL that is not yet banned by places like Twitter. So, you know, I see a lot of people going, oh, you know, I saw this video on Band, but I can't share it because they try to copy the URL from the actual address bar at the top. Don't copy that. Copy the link when you click the share button, and it gives you a disguised link. You just have to click it, it copies it, and then you can post that on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere, and, you know, eventually they catch up and they realize that we're using this other URL and they'll ban that one. But for the meantime, and then we change it. So, you know, there will always be a disguised URL there that you can share. So I suggest that you do. And folks, it's not just this program. It's all of those incredible reports that you help fund by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's just amazing. In the last 2 weeks, the crew, the substitute hosts that sat in for me, we have a deep bench here at InfoWars, and we're only able to keep all of these people around because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win-win-win-win solution, right? Alex Jones likes to say a 360 win, because not only are you getting these really incredible products at a great price, you're also funding this last bastion of humanity on the media landscape. But really, it's more than that, right? You're getting the incredible products. You're funding all of this information. You're getting a great price. You're helping yourself. You're helping to, you know, keep yourself healthy. You're getting the information that you need. You're getting the programs and the reports and the websites and the social media outreach. I mean, you're getting all of this and more by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't wait until you need it. You got to buy the emergency reserve foods. You got to buy the InfoWars privacy pouch. You got to get all of this stuff before you need it, because by the time you need it, it will be too late to get it. And, of course, it's almost too late to get the incredible Fortify Your Supplies discount, but there still are a few hours left in this sale. So go to InfoWars Store right now. Fortify your supplies. Fortify your health. Get some of the incredible krill oil. You know, my mom bought some of the Ultimate Krill Oil because she ran out of fish oil. So she's, I'll go with the krill oil. And she was like, it's so red. She like went and got them out and was like, do you see how red these are? Like, why is it so red? And we went and looked it up. And it's because, well, it's because it's high quality. It's because it's different than the fish oil. It's that high quality krill. It's 3 krill per pill. And it's really incredible stuff. Better than fish oil. And you can get it at InfoWars Store right now.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. You can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting WAKEUP USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. That's WAKEUP USA to 833-470-0438, and you'll get a good morning alert each time the American Journal goes live, and we so appreciate that you do that. And I don't know how much I can say, but we're working on getting some exclusives for the people that are part of that text wake up. So go ahead and text in now, wake up USA, and there will be perhaps a surprise coming to you very shortly. So much more to discuss, so many more calls to get to. I see a lot of topics there in the caller list that I do want to get to, and but so much to cover here. So I'll try to get through some of what's gone on in these headlines, and then go out to your phone calls. First, I want to go to a very, very suspicious chain of events that have occurred in Maricopa County, Arizona. Now, first of all, it was about 10 days ago that a judge ruled that Maricopa County must provide 2020 ballots to Arizona Senate for audit under subpoenas. Maricopa County, this is again 10 days ago, will turn over ballots from the November general election to the Arizona Senate and provide the Senate access to its voting machine so it can conduct an audit after a judge's ruling on Friday in February. That was about 10 days ago. Then, just a few days ago, there was a discovery that ballots were found shredded in a Maricopa County dumpster. The Gateway Pundit has the breaking exclusive. Early indications are that ballots found shredded in Maricopa County dumpster are completed ballots from the 2020 election. Now, I'm not too sure who it was that found these, but certainly they were, you know, mere hours away from these being lost forever. Luckily, somebody happened to look in this dumpster and see, you know, a ton of shredded material. Actually took a look at it and said, oh my gosh, these are ballots being shredded here, you know, immediately after a judge ruled that the ballots have to be turned over for examination. Suddenly they're found shredded in a dumpster. So as the Gateway Pundit says, what a mess the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has gotten themselves into. After refusing to provide ballots to the Arizona Senate for months, as soon as the judge ordered the Board of Supervisors to hand them over, shredded ballots are found in a dumpster. They reported yesterday on how shredded ballots were found in a dumpster. Later that day, a mysterious fire actually broke out in one of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors' farms. It's unknown if the incident is related to the county's 2020 election ballots. Today, Gateway Pundit reports that the ballots are being pieced back together, and they do appear to be from the 2020 election. For example, the section below, and you saw it on the screen there earlier, they do appear to be from the 2020 election. For example, the section below shows all corporate commission candidates from 2020. We also saw yesterday that ballots were filled out for candidates. Many people in the state are tired of the corruption in the county. They want a full forensic audit of the county that will uncover any and all invalid ballots from the 2020 election. Really incredible stuff. And then here is the story also from Gateway Pundit about the fire that just so happened to break out at the farm of one of these Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. After finding shredded ballots in the dumpster earlier today, a mysterious fire breaks out at Maricopa County officials' farm. So again, coincidence? Perhaps. Perhaps it is a coincidence. But then again, what lengths would the globalist controllers go to conceal the fact that this election was, in fact, stolen? They've staked their entire existence on calling the fraudulent election the big lie. It's domestic terrorism to question our election, is what they're telling you. Total absurdity that it is. There you go. Strange goings on in Maricopa County. And again, this just goes to the heart of all of the issues that we're laying out here today, that all of this is predicated on falsehoods, and the people working behind the scenes will go to any lengths to conceal the illegality of their actions. Yeah, no plans to store it. I mean, these claims have never been adjudicated in a court of law. No forensic investigation has gone on. No double checking of what occurred. No, you're not even allowed to question it. And then people in the media are calling for the arrest of congressmen who are questioning this stuff, like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. But that's not what the people want. The people want legitimate elections. They want to know that their vote counts, and only their vote counts, not illegal aliens, not people who are underage, not people who have been dead for 20 years, just alive Americans who aren't felons. That's who they want to be able to vote. But that's not the case anymore. But you can tell it is the will of the people because Josh Hawley, it's reported, has seen his donations skyrocket after he stood up against the fraudulent election. So as much as he's demonized, as much as the rabidly angry socialists in Congress are attempting to kick him out of that esteemed body and are attempting to throw him in jail for daring to question the perfectly valid election, as they put it, well, the people of America are in full support of election integrity, and they are putting their money where their mouth is, and the donations to Josh Hawley have skyrocketed. Here's the story from the Kansas City Star. There's money in that muzzle. After riot, Senator Josh Hawley hits a new fundraising high. And this is what we need to do at the very minimum, right? You have people like Josh Hawley, people like Ted Cruz, you have people like Representative Paul Gosar, who went to the America First political action conference. They need to be supported. We need to show them, whether it's through donating money, volunteering for their campaigns, because again, a lot of these people in office, there is vapid and vacant as they seem, right? They're empty suits. They do what it is ever politically expedient, and they're controlled primarily by the reports that they see on the mainstream media. We can't necessarily rely on the mainstream media, and by that I mean the mainstream media is full of crap and only prints lies, right? I think we all understand this. So we need to support the people that are doing the right thing. We need to show them that they have that the American people have their backs, and that if they stand up for righteousness, if they stand up for America First, if they stand up for election integrity, they will be supported and they'll get back into office. Even if this is sort of appealing to the lowest common denominator, even people like Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham, they'll understand that their political life will be over, their power will be gone, and they will be, tossed off to the side if they don't exert the will of the American people. And we need to let them know that. So, good. Give to Josh Hawley's campaign. Give to Paul Gosar. You need to support these people, and hopefully we can get this snowball rolling, and by the time the next elections roll around, enough of the Republicans will understand it's not enough for me to tepidly tweet about what the left is doing. I need to take action. I need to stand up. I need to be fearless in the face of the mainstream media demonizing me, and I'll have the support of the American people. That's one way we may actually pull ourselves out of this, if we actually had politicians defending our interests. At least the very first step. Next step may not be so easy.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We're supported by InfoWarsStore.com. Act now to take advantage of the Fortify Your Supplies sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It'll only be there for a few more hours, but don't wait till the last minute. Make sure you secure your supplements or storable food or water or air filters or, of course, the fantastic Turbo Force. We get callers calling in all the time saying how much they depend on Turbo Force or how much things like Supermeal Vitality have changed their lives. Experience that change by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and purchasing one of these incredible products, 40% off the Turbo Force, I believe 40% off the Supermeal Vitality as well, and it's free shipping on everything. So if you buy things piecemeal, you know, one thing here, one thing there, buy it in bulk, you get the free shipping right now. You'll save even more than ever, 50% off the Vitamin Mineral Fusion as well, and one of our new products, the Down and Out, that's 40% off. And, of course, the Privacy Pouch is $10 off, which is a huge savings. That's not a very expensive implement right there, but it is very much worth it. You know, I have a hard drive of sort of my most important information, so my most important videos, and I keep it in a InfoWars Privacy Pouch in a safe in my house just in case something like an EMP or a sunspot covers the earth and, you know, destroys electronics and would wipe all of the memory on my hard drives. Well, I have at least one that will be protected from that type of thing. That's kept in my InfoWars Privacy Pouch, just secured away. You know, you buy it, you put your important information on a hard drive, you slip that in, you put it in a safe along with your silver or you know, your other valuables, and you know that, you know, if the worst were to happen, you at least have some information stored away that you can keep. And of course, you keep it by the side of your bed for your phone, so you're not sleeping, being bathed in the microwave radiation emanating from your cell phone. So please do, InfoWarsStore.com. Only a few more hours, fortify your supply, take advantage of these incredible sales, and support this program and everything we do here at InfoWars. With that, I want to go out to the phone calls. Who do we have? Joe in Florida has a very good point. You know, a lot of people on Twitter still talking about Meghan Markle. Like, who cares? There's a coup going on. There's tyranny being put into place. And we still don't know who killed Ashley Babbitt, and it's about that that Joe in Florida has called in. Thanks for calling in, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the censorship, and it seems to be kind of hypocritical. You know, the news is constantly talking about the guy who allegedly murdered George Floyd.
Right.
I think his name is Derek Chauvin. His picture's everywhere. He's about to start, you know, a defense today. And we don't even know the name of the government employee who definitely shot and killed this girl. I don't know if he murdered her.
Oh, maybe he murdered her. Should be a... Oh, for
well,
sure.
I'll say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think you're probably right, but I just, you know, we don't really have all of the evidence because it's being censored, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
We don't even know his name. We don't even know if it's a female or a male, you know? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what we do know. I'll tell you exactly what we do know. We know she was unarmed. We know that
Correct.
He did not warn her. He did not attempt to use any other less than lethal force. He didn't attempt to use a taser. He didn't attempt to use his hands. We know that
Right.
she did not pose a threat to him. In fact, both of her hands at the time were on the window frame that she was trying to climb through. So it wasn't even like he could have thought that maybe she was armed with something. Clearly, she wasn't. We also know that there was a line of police officers standing in front of those doors that vacated the area that allowed the protesters to go to those doors before she was shot. We know that he fired at her point blank range about 3 feet away directly into her chest without a warning, without a demand that he's about to shoot. I mean, we know all of this because we have multiple angles of the video that shows this. And here's the video from just minutes before of the police standing with their backs up against the door, preventing the protesters from moving forward. These police leave. They step out of the way. And then Ashley Babbitt is permitted to go up to the door. I mean, this was cold-blooded, point-blank murder by this police officer, and you're exactly right. We have not heard his name. We've not heard an official release about why he did what he did, what his position was, you know, who he thought he was protecting, anything of the sort. And now Ashley Babbitt's family has a legal team who is on this and is releasing See, there they are leaving the area. So, you know, there was none of these people were hitting the door. None of them were breaking the window before the police vacated the area. In addition, those police stand right there. They are within an arm's reach of Ashley Babbitt when she was murdered, when she was gunned down. Totally unnecessary, totally egregious violence, totally without warning of a totally unarmed woman. It's absolutely despicable. And we shouldn't stand for this. But you're right. The media, I don't expect the media to do anything about this. I don't expect them to actually, you know, support a Trump supporter. No, instead, they demonize this woman. They say that she's a domestic terrorist. They claim that essentially she deserved it. There she is, dying on the floor of the Capitol with heavily armed police officers within arm's reach of her. They could have stopped her. They could have grabbed her. They could have pulled her. The guy who had the gun could have done anything else. Instead, he chose to shoot her point blank range, kill her dead. And not only is this not being protested against by the mainstream media, it's supported by the mainstream media. They're celebrating it. They're saying she deserved it. It's the modern state that we live in. You're exactly right. I'm sorry. I sort of went off there, Joe, but, this situation was so egregious.
I appreciate you covering it. You know, most people I've tried to contact in the media just hang up on me.
Yeah, I can imagine they do. No, it's really incredible. I'm going to try to pull up the Ashley Babbitt legal team and what they're saying about it. Here's a story from DavidHarrisJr.com, DavidHarrisJr.com. Ashley Babbitt's legal team releases first official press release. This was just from a few days ago. The statement says this: the shooting of Ashley Babbitt on January 6, 2021, by an unidentified U.S. Capitol Police officer was an unjustified use of deadly force, which violated her constitutional rights. It's clear from video footage that Ashley did not pose a danger to the officer or any other person when she was shot. Ashley was unarmed. She did not assault anyone. She did not threaten to harm anyone. There was no excuse for taking her life. It goes on. It is a universal law enforcement standard that a police officer should use no more force than necessary to accomplish a lawful purpose. At 5'2" tall and 110 pounds, an arrest of Ashley Babbitt could have been accomplished by a single trained officer with a set of handcuffs. At the time of the shooting, there were over half a dozen police officers in close proximity to the speaker's door where Ashley was standing. Some of those officers had just allowed protesters access to the door by stepping aside. Other officers, dressed in full tactical gear, stood among the protesters just a few feet behind the door. Still others stood casually at the opposite end of the speaker's lobby, unconcerned with the activities of Ashley and the protesters around her. All of these officers were in a position to have aided in the apprehension of Ashley if it was necessary. Given her background as a 14-year veteran of the Air Force, it's likely Ashley would have complied with simple verbal commands, thereby making any use of force unnecessary. However, the officer who shot Ashley never attempted to arrest her, nor did he call on his fellow officers to arrest her. Instead, he fired a shot into her chest. Witnesses confirmed that the officer did not give Ashley a single verbal warning before firing the shot. In fact, Ashley was not even aware that the officer was present as he was located in the doorway of a room off the side of her field of vision. And they say, to date, the officer who shot Ashley has not been identified. Neither the Capitol Police nor any other governmental authority has given an account of the facts surrounding the shooting. There has been no official explanation or justification for the use of lethal force in this matter. And I'll put on top of that, that no elected official has demanded the release of this information. Nobody who seemingly is in support or has the support of the Republican constituents has done the first thing to try to bring justice to this situation. This has been an egregious use of extreme force. And then, of course, it gives the media and the leftists the ability to say the deadly insurrection at the Capitol. The only person who died as a direct result of force was Ashley Babbitt. She was gunned down in cold blood by somebody. We don't even know who. We don't even know if he was a police officer. It could have just been an aide that was armed. We don't know because they're not telling us. Of course, some people have speculated they think they found the guy, and they say that he's a Black Lives Matter activist who threatened Trump supporters on multiple occasions on social media.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation.
to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Top segment of American Journal. I'll be sitting in for Owen Schroyer, who himself is sitting in for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones program at 1 p.m. as Owen Schroyer goes to confront the people protesting in favor of governmental control at the Texas State Capitol. I hang my head in shame at the people of this great state are actually demanding that they be told what to do and not allowed to think for themselves. Totally horrible. All right. I'm wondering whether... So, still, the top story being talked about on social media is Meghan Markle. Here's one thing you need to know. This is all I need to know about the woman. So creepy. Meghan Markle was obsessed with Princess Diana. Okay? That's Harry's mother. And she modeled herself after Princess Diana, would wear the same perfume and the same clothes as Princess Diana. And made it a point to try to seduce the son of her hero by modeling herself after the dead mother. Creepy beyond belief. And maybe that's all you need to know about them. As creepy as the royal family is, Meghan Markle somehow out-creepied them, but also made it a mission to try to destroy the royal family as a follow-up to Princess Diana, who herself did huge damage to the royal family while she was alive, and perhaps that's why she ended up dead. So, this whole thing is all stupid and nonsensical and pointless, and we shouldn't be talking about it, okay? All right, so we're going to stop talking about it now. Yeah, there she. I mean, you can find picture after picture, and she says this in interviews. It's creepy. It's incredibly creepy. It's like, yeah, my wife was obsessed with my dead mother and modeled herself after her and wore her perfume to seduce me. It's just like, whoa. Whoa. That's creepy and weird, man. But there you go. A lot of damage done to kids when their moms are murdered by their grandmothers. Okay. Ooh, let's go now to the phone lines. Who's been here the longest? Matt in Georgia. Oh, he called in earlier, but perhaps didn't make it on in time, but he called back. Thanks for calling in, Matt. Are you there now?
I'm here now.
Okay, good. Thanks for calling back, sir.
Hey, congratulations on your baby.
Thank you, sir. Very happy.
That's good. I just wanted to say, in fighting this global takeover, I think, and in addition to prayer and spreading the truth, we should defund the globalists and do that by, you know, let's not buy anything made in China for a time. Let's not do big box stores. Let's not do all your corporate chains and find your mom and pops to feed you. You know, find your little stores, your individuals, so we can turn the money, because this system is based on a consumer, a blind, ignorant consumer consuming the goods of these globalists with their supply chains and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, there was a really good there was a booth last year at CPAC when we actually went and were kicked out. There was a booth that I really liked, and I did a report on them. Maybe you can find it on band.video. I don't even know if we had band a year ago, but it was a really good idea because it graded corporations on how much they give to anti-American causes. So, you know, something like Starbucks would get an F rating because they gave money to abortion providers, they gave money to all sorts of leftist causes. And so, you know, my idea was you go around with like a sticker, anybody holding a Starbucks coffee cup, you give them a sticker that says, I fund abortion. I support abortion. You know, I gave my money to an abortion provider. Because, hey, if you're buying from Starbucks, that's where a part of your money's going, is to funding things that you hate, funding things hate you and that you despise. I thought that was a great idea, and I hope they're still operating, but I'm totally blanking. It was a year ago. I don't remember what the organization was called, but I thought that was such a good idea because, you know, some companies can be big and, you know, powerful, but they're fairly conservative still. They at least don't give money to things like abortion providers, but so many, like Target and Starbucks and Amazon, I mean, they are directly funding your disenfranchisement. They're directly funding organizations and platforms that despise you and are destroying your way of life. So why would you give them money? That's essentially, you know, with one step removed, you're giving money to the people that hate you and are trying to destroy you and represent and perpetuate the things that you hate and don't want to be a part of. So why would you give them your money? You don't give your money directly, so why give it through the corporation to them? So I think you're exactly right. Now, as to stop buying things in China, you know, good luck. I mean, it's almost impossible at this point. And so that's why, you know, it's a great start, and it's definitely something that every one of our listeners should be doing, is as much as humanly possible, not buying things from China, not buying things from big box stores, buying things from mom and pop stores, buying from your local organizations, buying from InfoWarsStore.com, buying from the good guys. Is definitely something you can do. But on top of that, we need America First politicians in office who can implement tariffs, who can prevent companies that outsource to India and China, or who insource and, you know, bring foreign workers in so they can pay them less wages and, you know, get rid of American workers. We need people in office who can implement America First policies and prevent the exploitation of China and the exploitation of American workers by going to China, because this is such a big problem, you know, it's almost impossible to not buy things from China. So we need people in office who will put these ideas forward in order to stop corporations from just bleeding us dry and sending our profits overseas. Very good point, Matt, in Georgia. We have time just for one more call. Let's go to Tony in New Jersey. We were talking about Ashley Babbitt. He's called in about her. Thanks for calling in, Tony. You're on the air.
God bless you all for doing what you do. God bless you, little boy. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
Ashley Babbitt, not to make light of it, but every time I looked at that video of the man with the gun, the officer with the gun, it reminded me of Lori Lightfoot. Every time I looked, it was like the same shape as that woman.
Oh, you're saying strange. The guy looks like her?
Oh, very strange. I can't get it out of my head. Every time I hear Ashley Babbitt's name, I think of Lori Lightfoot holding the pistol on the other side. It's just very strange. Yeah, and I keep, you know, because I seen her with that cape and the mask and the Halloween thing, and it's just like, wow, this is incredible.
She's a weird looking woman, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think our hope is within the military, because the military has family all over the country, so those people should be banding together to do the right thing and pull people out that they need to pull out of their positions. And stop all this nonsense, because it is just absolute nonsense at this point.
Well, you're exactly right, and I've said it before, is that, you know, one of the main things that they're doing following the peaceful protest of January 6th is they are purging the military. They're actually detaining anybody who has, like, a Pepe the Frog sticker. They're attempting to, honestly, just get rid of anybody in the military that, you know, they claim is alt-right or a white supremacist, a totally pointless, means nothing label that they'll put on any of their political enemies. But the point of this is to address exactly what you're saying, Tony. A lot of people in our military are patriots. They have families, you know, that are patriots, and they wouldn't go along with orders to fire on the American people or, you know, occupy American cities. They would resist that. They may mutiny if that was the case. So the reason they're purging the military is to prepare the military for use against the American people. They're trying to purge the military of anybody that would resist that and would fight back against it. So, you know, if there's one thing you need to know about the globalists that run our country right now, they may be hiding behind the National Guard. They may be erecting fences with, you know, razor wire to separate themselves from the American people, but they fear the American soldier. They fear the American military, and they're terrified that the American military would actually be turned against the politicians and work for the American people. So right now what they're doing is laying the groundwork to have the American military turned against the American people, and they're doing that by purging anybody who seems to be America First that's in the armed forces. So this is coming. It's coming down the line. It doesn't even need to be speculation. This is essentially what they're telling us that they're doing as they purge the American military. It's for the exact reason you just laid out. It's because a lot of the military is patriots, and that does not comport with their intended use of the military very, very soon. They're laying all the groundwork. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example. I mean, they're sowing the seeds. Don't be surprised when the flowers burst out of the dirt, right? They're laying the seeds right now, calling us domestic terrorists, calling us white supremacists, purging the military. You think there's no reason they're doing that? Oh, there's a reason. And if you don't stop it now, you'll find out what that reason is at the end of a gun.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream
absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.